Thank you, Brenda. Good morning. Thanks for everyone to everyone for basically staying with the program. I think we all now know, especially for judges, what Zoom fatigue is as we spend all this time on video. So Philip's with me today. He's going to jump in as needed to give a debtor's perspective and to tell me when I'm wrong. Philip in advance disclaims all authorship of this PowerPoint because it was drafted primarily by me. And I will freely admit that I am somewhat out of practice. So let's jump right in. We all know about 3002.1, the rule. And I think we all know that it applies in Chapter 13 cases only, that it only applies to claims that are secured by a debtor's principal residence, and that these notice of mortgage payment changes have to be served no later than 21 days before the new payment amount is due, and that both the debtor and the trustee, or really any party in interest, can object to them. So what we generally see, or what I generally see, is that the trustee is only objecting to these notice of mortgage payment changes when there is a notice that's filed too late, that is not within the 21 days, and the debtor's counsel is taking up the rest of the objections. And if you practice in the Southern District of Texas, we have these wonderful local rules, actually the Chapter 13 procedures for administration of home mortgage payment expenses. And we have a mortgage payment calculator that I think Judge Isker's put together. So, Philip, let me ask you, because I'm going to pepper you with questions during this presentation. What's your opinion of how everything works in the Southern District of Texas?
So, I would say it's going very well. I think one of the blessings that is out there is the escrow estimator that Judge Isker put together. It's an invaluable tool for when those issues do arise, and it helps you get from point A, which is really the easy part, the diagnosis of a problem. You know, when there's a large escrow in an escrow shortage in the proof of claim, then that's followed up with another large increase to the escrow payment going forward. And it's easy to diagnose. It's the smell test. Those are obviously problems, but the escrow estimator is really what helps you get from point A to point B, which is to know what the numbers are so that you can hopefully resolve these without taking them to an objection and a hearing and avoiding those costs of litigation. So I do think that things are going well. I would also like to add that it's worthy of another time allotment for another day to go through that escrow estimator, because it can be intimidating, as it was for me, until I was able to run through it and get familiar with it. So overall, though, I think it's a good process.
All right, well, let's dive right in. And so I freely admit that I haven't really practiced law since 2011, when I became a Chapter 13 trustee. And as a Chapter 13 trustee, basically I was, you know, filing objections based on the lack of the 21-day notice. So doing what most people would do, faced with a subject that they hadn't really looked at a long point in time, I went and did some research. And so the next couple of slides basically describe caseloads and what sort of objections I've seen since I've been on the bench in the Southern District of Texas. I'm about to reach my sixth year of being on the bench, 4 years in Louisiana and 2+ years here in Houston, because I overlapped for a little while. And as of June 1, 2020, I had 3,118 Chapter 13 cases in both Houston and Galveston. So this research basically is the 26 months of my status in Houston as to the notice of mortgage payment cases filed in my Chapter 13 cases. So I have an average of 154 notices of mortgage payment changes filed every month. So if every notice triggered a no-look flat fee pursuant to the Southern District of Texas, they would have generated over $1.2 million in fees. And that's not chump change, because if the other four judges basically likewise are having the same average of 154 notice of mortgage payment changes filed every month, that's basically over $6 million in no-look fees basically over the 26 months that I surveyed. So that's it's anecdotal, but certainly it's a fair amount of money. Now, having seen all of those objections, you would think that I would see lots of objections, but I haven't seen lots of objections. I've only had, in those 26 months, 28 objections filed to notice of mortgage payment changes. Four were duplicates, three were filed by the trustee, and I detailed all of those at the end of the PowerPoint, and they're in your case materials. Now, trustee objections have recently passed up, recently increased. I've had about 20 filed since June 1, so those are up. But still, I'm having about the same number of objections filed to notice mortgage payment change.